short meeting, I think. And I hope that it will be a short one. Maybe after welcoming all of you, before going to the gist of the meeting, I would like to indicate that there are a few apologies. And I'll request the ANC to listen and be exemplary. Honorable Van Damme is on leave. Honorable Nivoud Drachen, she's an alternate in this committee, so she's in another committee, Public Service and Administration. Ms. Machoba, the apology indicates that she will arrive late. There is no other apology except those three. The meeting is about having disposed of her apologies. The meeting is about consideration and adoption of the report recommending candidates for the appointment to the ICASA Council. And members will recall that having received a request from the minister to fill the two vacant posts in ICASA, the committee called for applications, and after the deadline, the committee instructed its subcommittee to go through the CVs shortlist and after concluding that process, report back to the committee the final work done by the subcommittee. So today we are going to receive that report from the subcommittee. In the last meeting in November, after the interviews, the subcommittee unanimously agreed on two names. And those two names, all parties without exceptions, agreed on Advocate Khosha and Ms. Kongayaka. Even in this morning's meeting, there was no question about the two. We all agreed. However, the third name, the third name we're supposed to submit, because we are required to submit three names for the two vacancies. So there must be a third name, and that third name, it's where the deadlock is. As I said, Advocate Khosha and Ms. Kongaka, no discussion about it. This morning the ANC came up with the name of Ms. Palisa Kadi, and they raised their issues that the lady performed well and all of that. The second name that came from DA is Mr. Petter. And they raised the issue of the technical skills, know-how, experience, because the person has been in that field for quite a long time. We're not able to persuade the two parties to agree on one name. Hence, we now bring it to the committee to finalize the three names. As I say, the two names are not for discussions. It's agreed to. So that's where we are, members. Welcome, Honorable Binda. You were not here this morning. Reasons we know, you are not part of the subcommittee. So that's where we are, members. That's where we are. And I don't know if from the two parties we need some motivation. As I see, Honorable Kungbel and Honorable Mbinda were not part of this meeting. And I'll request the two parties who to motivate their own names. The DA will motivate for Petter and the ANC will motivate for Palisakati. And maybe I don't know who wants to start. In the subcommittees, we were preparing yourselves. Honorable Whip, you'll have to lead or instruct one of the of your members. This morning, as we're deliberating, the small glitch in terms of the organization DA. Honorable Van Damme was part of the team as a member of the subcommittee. He was part of the team interviewing all these candidates. Honorable Van Damme, like you, Honorable Kungubele, was not part of, Honorable Van Dijk was not part of the subcommittee and the interviews. And maybe for record, I think we need to think as to for the other vacancies. Maybe parties must go back and talk about, is it proper to have a subcommittee? Maybe yes, for purpose of shortlisting and all of that. But when you interview, is it proper to leave it for the subcommittee or the entire committee should engage in interviews? I'm saying the parties can go back and look at that on their own time. Because the disadvantage is those who are not part. First off, the interview is not a problem, but the actual interview, it disorganizes on in times like this when the person who was interviewing is not here. Somebody is standing in for that person. It does give us a problem. So go back as parties, discuss as to what we need to do. Because it's not in the rules. I don't think it's in the rules. think it's an arrangement for the committee itself. But the committee will have to take that decision, because it's a decision of this committee to have a subcommittee at doing everything. So that's where we are, members. I don't know who wants to start motivating, and maybe after these motivations, we'll have to agree on what to do. ANC? Honorable Sadi?
Thanks, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity. We will want to present the name of Ms. Palesakadi as the third name. As you have rightfully indicated, that there's always been consensus on the two candidates. We are presenting these names solely because Palesa Kadi has proved in the interviews to be one of the very capable young women who brings into the institution, if appointed, vast experience in the media industry. Palesa Kadi is currently a shared services executive in the Film and Publication Board. She's also part of the MDDA board. She has performed extremely well in the interviews, as I've indicated. That's why we have no doubt that if appointed to be a full-time board member in the Council of ICASA, she will definitely assist in ensuring that the institution goes to a higher level. There's no doubt from the interaction we had with her. We checked in the interviews. She's ready to drop services in the FPB if appointed, because she's expected to be full-time in the Council of ICASA. That's why we are then motivating as the ANC, Honorable Chair, that she be considered for appointment as a counselor of ICASA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tsedi. Honorable Van Dam, Honorable Van Dijk, it's your turn.
Madam Chair, the DA on this matter will abstain from choosing between the two candidates. The reason, or part of the reason, is also the fact that I received the CV on short. The new name was produced on short notice this morning, and I had 10 minutes to. But our overall view is that we will, because there is a disagreement on the two names, we will abstain from voting, choosing other one.
Thank you, Cheche. I just want us to correct the fact that the CV was received only this morning. But better say, because Honorable Van Dijk is representing Honorable Van Dam, who from the same party, who have been part of the process. So there was no way she would have received that she's gaming that she has just received earlier than now. However, the entire committee did receive all the documentation, hence the establishment of the subcommittee. I don't think that should be a right reason for Honorable Van Dijk to say she will not participate because it's something between them as the party. It has got nothing to do with the committee. That just to ease those things, they might look small, but they can create some confusion, because the committee, the subcommittee has been moving swiftly. Everything was received. In fact, Chair, there's no new name here. All the processes were followed. the candidate that is being recommended by the ANC was also, by the same way, she was interviewed by the same panel. And in fact, the ANC is coming with this name because it had another name, but it thought it was not correct. Then it came with this name that we think we are convinced that this is the best name. So I'm saying, Che, there should be no insinuation that says because I've received the CV only this morning, but it can create a confusion that some documentation was not submitted to honourable members, which is not the fact, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Van Dijk.
Sorry, Chair, I just want to reframe that. We were supposed to be choosing between three other names or three names this morning, and what I actually meant is that the ANC produced a new name this morning, and two of the other candidates were actually, for good reasons, left out. So because of the disagreement between those two names now, the new names, we abstain.
I don't get you, Honourable Van Dijk. Maybe let's go back and say. Among the applicants that we interviewed as the subcommittee, among the applicants was Mr. Petza, Ms. Kadi, Ms. Kongwega, Ms. Kosha, Advocate Stephen Kekana, Mr. Yengwayo Kuta. Those were the people that this subcommittee shortlisted. And we interviewed all of them. In November last year, was it not September? I think the process started in September. In November, we interviewed, I will repeat, Mr. Petza, Mr. Kuta, Advocate Stephen Kekana, Advocate Kosha, Ms. Kongwega, Ms. Palesa Kadi. Those are the people that we interviewed in November last year. And from the DA, it was Honorable Van Dam. From the ANC, it was Honorable Van Dola, Honorable Dolage, Honorable Kalako, Honorable Tsedi, EFF, Honorable Ndlozi. And the chair was chairing. Mr. Matisha was part of, from COPE, was part of the interviewing panel. Shortlisted, interviewed these people, all of them. And now we're at the tail end. And I think if Honorable Van Dijk, you abstain, the reason cannot be that the DA only received the CV of Palesa Kadi today. The DA received, just like any other party, all these names last year, finalized it in November last year. So the reason cannot be that the CV is new to DA. It will not be the fault of this committee when the person responsible to represent the party in the subcommittee is not present. Therefore, the person standing in is not briefed properly, is not given the CVs for motivation, can be the fault of the committee. It's the fault of the DA, not us. If the DA abstains they must abstain citing a different reason, not the one you are putting across, Honorable Fatnik, because it's not the reason enough. But I think the key thing is that there is no motivation for Mr. Petsa that we get from the DA, because although the chief whip of the DA came here and talked about Mr. Petsa, but I think we need it because that was a different meeting. This meeting must have a motivation from for Mr. Petsa, a motivation for Mr. Petsa, because that's the name you are supposed to motivate before talking about abstaining. Honorable Van Tondek.
Chair, you said Mr. Petsa was the name that I must present, but that was before the ANC brought in a new name this morning. And my reason is that I didn't have sufficient time as a substitute to supply my mind around the two candidates. For that reason, I abstain.
I want to say my pass. Honorable Kongbele. Kongbele.
My father is older than Kongbele, sir. You may be right. My understanding is that if I move from the positive side, I understand the ace who is saying, if the two names are agreed, to them there is no great damage. If I understood, she will correct me. There is no great damage. They might have issues about the third, but if the two names are agreed, to them there is no big damage. And I think if we take it from that point, it doesn't become a major issue. Two, I also understand the chance to be saying, if they were, let me put it this way, I hope this is not a sin to be naughty. So if they were, I understand her to be saying, these are not the words she used. If they were marking what the ANC is pushing, at a certain point in time, ANC was pushing a particular name. Now, in this list of the known names, this one that is being pushed is not the one that was being pushed at that time. Still, I understand her to be saying that's not a big issue. And my understanding is that you correct in my view when you summarize by saying only one name has been motivated. Probably you're right to say we should proceed.
Okay.
Chair.
Honorable Kalako.
No, Chair, I think the meeting have concluded, Chair. We have three names. As a committee, we adopt those names. Of course, with the on record, the DA position on the third name. So to me, I don't think we have any major things. I support what the Honorable Kongbele is saying.
Okay. So the meeting agrees or decides that the name of Advocate Khosha, Ms. Kongrega, and Ms. Kadi are the names agreed by this committee to send to the minister for approval. Any two of these three names will be the names that will serve in the Council of ICASA. However, we note what DA is saying. The discomfort of DA, we note. Is there any other way to conclude the meeting other than this one? Thanks very much, members. I hope, because we never voted, we agreed. Kutaman Funde is a slogan. Kutaman Funde is a slogan. From the Bible, he wrote me the chapter. And it reminds me the two guys who were selling Bibles. See, the robots, there are so many people selling car chargers and this and that. And this guy who always sell the Bible, you can speak. And the other one, he attended, it was Tamarish who attended, stammering. And this other guy can just speak. And the one who can speak properly always come back to the owner of Bibles, with all Bibles. Couldn't sell anyone. And the one who can't speak properly, comes back with money, all Bibles sold. Because this one will explain and explain. And people get fed up and just drive away. And this one will stammer and the person throws out money. Just take it. Because you can't make head or tail of what this guy is saying. It will be very easy if I was saying it in Xhosa. So this guy, the stammering guy, will say in Xhosa, and he says that after a minute, and this guy will say, give me the Bible, and then give him money, it goes away. So he'll come back all the time with money. Now I'm given Sahluko Apa to read. It's a report. It's a report of this committee, because we must have a report having done everything. And the report goes like this. Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Minister of Communication on the filling of two vacancies on the ICASA Council, reports as follows. That's our report. Two letters were received from the Minister of Communication informing the NA that she accepted resignation of Dr. Mashia Sokrikwa, a councillor of ICASA, with effect from 31st January 2015, long time ago, and that the term of the office of the chairperson of ICASA expired on 30th June 2015. So all these things are 2015 vacancies. The committee advertised call for nominations for persons to serve in the council. 35 nominations were received. On September 6, 2016, the committee met and unanimously recommended that the following six candidates be shortlisted to be interviewed for the two vacancies on ICASA Council. Advocate Deboho Stephen Lamini, Stephen Kekana, a Ms. Palisakadi, Mr. Yengwayo Kuta, Advocate Dimakatso Khosha, Ms. Nomonde Kongreka, Mr. Sidney Lindenpetzer. Subcommittee conducted interviews in an open meeting at Parliament on November 23. Subcommittee recommended the following to the Portfolio Committee, the following candidates to be appointed to serve in ICASA Council. The names names recommended are Advocate Khosha, Miss Kondreka, and Miss Kadi. After the adoption of this report by the Portfolio Committee, the report will be submitted to the National Assembly, recommending to the Minister of Communications that two of these three names be appointed to serve on the ICASA Council. That's a report that we're supposed to adopt with the names that we just agreed upon, and then the process will unfold. That's the report, members, that needs to be adopted by the committee. Honorable Kalago.
I move for adoption of the report, Chair.
Adoption moved. Van Dijk.
Chair, I just want it to be noted that we as the DA do accept the first two names, but the last name we abstain from a choice between those two. I'm not sure if it's recorded.
Yeah. No, it's not in this report. With the three names, and then we'll note that the DA abstained on the third name. Okay.
I don't have a problem with the addition. Safe to say that if we're to go that route, we might have to state it categorically so that Honorable Van Dijk, as a person, has not been part of all the processes. So I didn't want us to go into that route, and I'll be persuaded to go that route if we were to make that as an addition, because that was not going to be the view of the person who has been part of all these processes, who is Honorable Van Dijk, for sure. So I will persuade her to agree that we don't put that addition, because we might be tempted to go that route, to suggest that you have not been part of the process, you are only coming now, which will be very problematic, Honorable Chair. I'm just persuading her to reconsider that addition.
Honorable Tolasha?
No, Chair, I think let's leave it there. I hear what Honorable Tseti is saying. But also in what Honorable Tseti is saying, also in the near future, if party can do between themselves a proper handover or debriefing. Because what lacks here is debriefing from the member of the DA that has been consistently sitting in these processes and with the new member of the DA that has just come in. So that gap must not be the responsibility of the committee. The party must take it upon themselves to do the debriefing between each other. But I agree to say, let this, we shouldn't allow it to create problems, because I think the constitutional democracy, we should allow the DA to do what it knows best. And this closed, because we thought we would be able to move together, but that we can't, and this decision that they've taken, I don't think we should really waste more time, Chair. But we should really put things into the correct perspective so that we don't leave things open that may be concluded differently. The fact that she has not been here and there was no proper handover or debriefing by her colleague creates all the problems that she's seated with. Because if you can take her back, she will be so surprised, because initially ANC did not even have this name. It had a different name, but because we had to go back, when we did not agree in the committee, we had to go back and really think and scratch our head and be really be transparent and serve South Africans in a proper way. We came back with this name that we think is the best name. So I think, Chair, let's agree, but let there be no insinuations that 6-2 taint the committee differently than we have been running this process. Because we've been very, very good in trying to run this committee, and we have been very, Chair, you have tried your level best in making sure that you steer the ship in the correct direction and everybody should move with the entire collective. Thanks, Chair.
Kungbel?
I think, Chair, if she was saying we must put in a report she abstains because of this reason, then it would be a problem. If she simply says DA abstained, I don't think that's a big deal. The problem is that you would only have to respond once she articulates the reason in the report. But if she simply says abstained, generally where I'm sitting, there's a strong argument on these names than one would have actually dreamed of. And I think let's protect that harmony, even if it's two-thirds, in the bigger picture.
Are we comfortable with that?
Yeah.
We'll reflect that you abstained. The last one name.
Yeah.
maybe it will be important to read Isahluko from the rules in terms of reporting. Maybe I must read the whole, but what we're supposed to deal with is at the end. 166, reporting. A committee, that's the rule, 166. A committee must report to the assembly on a matter referred to the committee when the assembly is to decide the matter in terms of these rules, the joint rules, it says a lot of things there. A committee must report to the National Assembly on all other decisions taken by it, except those decisions concerning its internal business and its activities at least once per year. A report of a committee must be formally adopted by the committee. A report of a committee must be submitted to the Assembly by the chairperson or another member of the committee designated by the committee, and may request that the chairperson or another member of the committee designated by the committee introduces or explain the report in the assembly. Now, here where we are, a committee may not submit a minority report. If a report is not a unanimous report, it must specify in which respects there was no consensus, and in addition to the views representative of the majority in the committee, express any views of a minority in the committee. I think the first 166(4)(b)(1), the specifying the reasons, the respects of the consensus, I think, of not agreeing. I think the question of DA abstaining is relevant to reflect in the report, particularly because of that clause. I'm trying to say we're on the right track. Let's reflect that because it's not a consensus. Yes, on two it's fine, but the third name, there is no consensus. Reflect that DA abstained. Yeah, so that's the report, members, that we're supposed to adopt, unless you want us to read, because it's only DA abstaining on the third name. It's done, it's finalized here, it goes to the assembly, reflecting all that. Okay. Thank you very much, members, on that one. The last one will be just to remind members that we adopted a program for the committee, and we agreed that the only entity that we are supposed to call is South African Broadcasting Corporation to do the quarter one and two, as we did with other entities of communication. So, and members, during the interaction with MDDA, PSA, and FPB, raised the concern that we are only given the presentations, not the base document that will tell us exactly what is happening in an entity. So we expect all those documents, as we agreed, that from that meeting we expect those documents, even after the act, because we are done with them. But we need to familiarize ourselves with those documents. Is it not what we're saying, members? Even on SABC, we need the presentations and the base documents, the narrative, so that we understand exactly what are we discussing as the committee. So it will be an annual report and quarter one, quarter two. We'll have to get those documents this week, because the meeting is next Tuesday, honorable members. We'll have to get those documents as usual before we go home on Friday night, so that we can spend the weekend and traveling looking at those documents. From Joburg to Cape Town is 2 hours. You can read a lot of those documents. Traveling from East London to Cape Town is 1.5 hours. You can spend your time looking at the report. So the changes are only there, members. We are going to meet now the SABC on the 28th February, which is next week. Remember, also the deadline of the as we were informed of the ad hoc committee to present the report was the 28th of February to the National Assembly. We expect, if their program hasn't changed, in the afternoon of that Tuesday, we expect a report to be tabled to the National Assembly. All members do have the ad hoc committee report, isn't it? Members, did you receive, because it's a public document now, did you receive the ad hoc committee report?
No,
not a bit?
No.
Wendley, make it a point that he gets, I'm saying Wendley, Temingos, make it a point that he gets the report. You have the report, isn't it? Yeah. Ted and my, what are you saying? No. Give him what you gave us, even if it was a draft. Let's get that draft. If it's a final report coming, we'll have to get it. That is it, members. Where is my agenda now? The agenda was only that, members. The last item is closure.
Thank you.
Anyone moving the closure? Mm-hmm. Ms. Tolasha? Seconded by Honorable Mbinda. Seconded. Thank you very much, members and our guests.
Always fit on
And PMG.
I got the committee look much of your day again.
Oh, it's yours.